Essentials of a buyer representation agreement. Buyer agency agreements may be created orally or in writing, but by far the best method is to do so in writing. A written buyer agency agreement is clear as to the duties and responsibilities of both the buyer and the broker. Note also that intermediary consent must be obtained in writing, which is obviously a problem when representing a buyer under an oral buyer representation agreement. The agreement that buyers sign, allowing a broker to represent them, is called a buyer-tenant representation agreement. Like the listing agreement with a seller, this should be in writing. Elements of a buyer representation file should include the following: the information about brokerage services, IABS, form, signed and dated, general characteristics of the property search, market area, purpose, exclusivity, buyers and brokers obligations, term of the agreement, duration, broker's duties to clients and customers, services, compensation agreement, intermediary consent, consent the for broker to represent other buyers, fair housing language, signatures of the parties, establishing fees. The buyer or the seller may compensate a buyer's agent. The payment of compensation does not create an agency relationship. A buyer's agent owes fiduciary duties to the buyer, no matter who is paying the compensation. Contingency fee. The buyer's representative is paid only if the client buys a home. Buyers are accustomed to this because it works similarly to a listing agreement. Non-contingency fee. This fee is the responsibility of the buyer, even if they do not buy a home, which means that the buyer pays for your valuable time and expertise. Ensure that your clients are clear on this fact before they sign. Consultant fee. Buyer's agents can negotiate a flat fee or an hourly rate by performing certain services specific to the purchase. Steps to the buyer consultation. The warm-up. Establish rapport between you and the buyer. Give the information about brokerage services, IABS, form to the buyer. Have the buyer sign and date it. Possible script for IABS. This is the form that explains the different roles an agent can play based on representation and the situation. The state of Texas requires that I give you this form for you to review. Would you please sign here acknowledging that I gave the form to you? Thank you. Present the Buyer's Representation Agreement, BRA. This form allows you to represent the buyer, giving him or her advice and opinion, including positives and negatives about the properties that you are going to show them. Present it as such to the buyer. You can make a buyer-client versus buyer-customer checklist to discuss with buyers so that they are aware of the benefits that a buyer-agency relationship can afford them. Once the buyer's representation agreement is signed, give a copy of it to the buyers. Possible script for buyer's representation agreement. This is the form that establishes agency representation. By signing this form, you agree that I am your exclusive agent, which will allow me to share information with you that might otherwise not be allowed. If I were representing the seller, I would not be allowed to give you advice and opinions. When I work with the buyer, I always work for the buyer. Your signature allows me to do this. By signing here, we are now on the same team. When making appointments to view properties, make sure to say that you are a buyer's agent. Show the property. Now you may give appropriate advice and opinion. If you are showing the buyer one of your brokerage's listings, make sure that the buyer understands the IABS and the intermediary process. Possible script for intermediary with appointments. If I show you one of our company listings in which another agent in our brokerage is representing the seller, this is known as intermediary. I am still your advocate, looking out for your best interests. I can give you the benefit of my advice and opinion on the property and offer and negotiation. The listing agent is representing the seller, but I am representing you. Possible script for intermediary without appointments. If I show you one of my listings and you decide to buy it, this is known as intermediary without appointments. I must treat you and the seller the same, never giving one party an advantage over the other. I will give you the same market data I gave to the seller and this will help you decide what price you want to offer on the property. I cannot give advice or opinion to either you or the seller. I will write the offer for you, present the offer, but if you were to ask me how low the seller will go, I would not be able to tell you. If the seller were to ask me how high you would go on your offering price, I would not be able to give them that information. Agent's duties to customers. Bullet: honest dealing. An agent may not deceive, defraud, or otherwise deal dishonestly with a customer. Bullet: reasonable care and skill in performance. This means that an agent will be held to the standards of knowledge, expertise, and ethics that are spelled out in the Texas Real Estate License Act. Bullet: disclosure of all material facts. The license holder must disclose all facts that he or she knows of, or should reasonably be expected to know, that materially affect the value of or desirability of the property. This includes disclosure of agency, property condition, and environmental hazards. Compensation. Compensation rates and any other means by which sellers and buyers compensate brokers are always negotiable between the parties. Any attempt by a group of brokers to set the rates in their area or between a group of brokerage firms would be considered illegal price fixing. The federal laws that have the most significant impact in this area are the Sherman Antitrust Act and the Clayton Act. The Sherman Antitrust Act is very specific concerning this violation. All commissions are negotiable between the broker and their client and are not set by any board of realtors, between competitors, or by TREC. Any attempt to fix prices would be a violation of federal law. Any agreement to limit competition by assigning market areas would also be a violation. Likewise, boycotting discount brokers is also a violation of federal law. Information about brokerage services. When an agent and potential party enter into a substantive discussion of a real estate transaction, the party must be provided with a TREC prescribed agency information form. The license holder is responsible for determining when a discussion becomes substantive, as the discussion triggers the requirement for the delivery of the form. A substantive discussion does not always occur at the first face-to-face meeting. A discussion can become substantive during discussions via phone, email, or any other means of communication. The agency statement is found in the Texas Real Estate License Act as a part of the required representation disclosure. The IABS should be provided to a seller prior to a listing presentation and should be provided to a buyer prior to a discussion of a possible purchase. Most implementations of the agency statement have a provision for the potential party to sign acknowledging receipt of the form. There is not a statutory requirement that they sign the statement. If you have presented the statement to an individual who declines to sign, note in the signature block "decline to sign," initial it, and date the form. Provide a copy to the prospect and keep a copy for your files as evidence that you presented the form. While the Texas Real Estate License Act requires that the form be simply given to the prospect, the best practice is to explain the form in detail. The license holder may substitute buyer for tenant and seller for landlord, as appropriate in the IABS. Texas Realtors Residential Buyer / Tenant Representation Agreement. Page 1. Paragraph 1. Parties. Addresses the parties to the agreement. Paragraph 2. Appointment. The appointment statement affords the agent the same benefits as relayed in the listing agreement, loyalty to the broker. But one should note that the BRA is unique in the sense that a buyer can actually enter into the same type of agreement with multiple brokers, so long as the market areas do not overlap. Paragraphs 3. Definitions. 3A and 3B clarify the definitions of acquire, purchase, or lease and closing. The agent will define the market area to which this agreement applies in 3C, especially if another broker in a different market area is also representing the client. Agents should be specific in this paragraph. The market area can be as broad or narrow as the client wishes. Agents often enter the county and surrounding counties to ensure coverage, but the defined market area is ultimately up to the client's discretion. Paragraph 4. Term. There must be a definite termination date. The term could be as short as one day, or for only one or specifically selected properties. Some buyers are more likely to sign a BRA for a shorter period and consider a longer commitment when they feel more comfortable with the agent. Paragraph 5. Broker's obligations. The broker is obligated to use their best efforts to help the buyer find and acquire a property in the specified market area. Brokers will give their clients advice on pricing and negotiate on their behalf to get them the best deal. The broker must comply with all provisions of this representation agreement as the client's fiduciary. Paragraph 6. Client's obligations. As with any binding contract, the parties are obligated to uphold the provisions of the contract. In this case, the client promised to work exclusively with the broker in the specifically defined market area, meaning that the buyer cannot sign an agreement with another broker in that market area until this agreement terminates. Clients are obligated to inform other agents and sellers that they are working exclusively with the broker. Page 2. Paragraph 7. Broker compensation. The agent will fill in this paragraph with the exact rate negotiated between the parties. These rates are not fixed and are always negotiable. The disclaimer at the beginning of this paragraph adds transparency regarding broker compensation. Agents should explain to their clients how, when, and how much they will get paid. They should also explain that they will first try to receive compensation from the seller or the listing broker. If neither party agrees to compensate the broker, the buyer must do so. If the buyer purchases one of the broker ES listings, the brokerage fee negotiated with the seller in the listing agreement will be credited toward the buyer S broker S fee. Suppose the negotiated rate is less than the compensation the listing broker is offering cooperating brokers. In that case, the agent can submit an amendment changing the broker's fee to the amount offered by the listing broker. The agent must be transparent with the client about this fact. The client has a right to know how much the broker will make off of the transaction. Brokers may charge their clients a transaction fee to cover the broker's transaction costs. The agent will write the fee into 7E3, disclosing it to the buyer. Page 3. Paragraph 8. Representations. Both parties represent that they have the right and capacity to bind each other to this agreement. The buyer must be the purchaser working with the broker, not a family member or friend who will not be a party to the purchase agreement. Each party represents that all information in the agreement is true to the extent of their knowledge. Paragraph 9, A. Intermediary. The agent will check option A if the client agrees to see properties listed by the broker. This option allows the agent to show the buyer both the broker's listings and other brokerages' listings. This buyer representation agreement complies with the requirement to gain written consent for the broker to enter into intermediary status. This language is required under TRELA. Page 4. Paragraph 9B. No intermediary status. If the agent selects 9B, the agent may not show the client any of the broker's listings. This paragraph goes on to explain the limitations that exist without intermediary authorization. Paragraph 10. Competing clients. The broker has many agents who are working with multiple clients. In this paragraph, the buyer is giving the broker permission to show properties in which the buyer has an interest to other potential buyers. In other words, properties are not placed on hold for the client. Paragraph 11. Confidential information. Any confidential information shared by the buyer remains confidential forever, subject to the limitations in this paragraph. One of the broker's fiduciary duties to their client include the duty of confidentiality. Even after this agreement ends, the broker must not share the client's confidential information with anyone unless required by law. Paragraph 12. Mediation. Any disputes arising under the contract that the parties cannot resolve through informal means will be submitted to mediation prior to resorting to arbitration or litigation. Paragraph 13. Default. If either party defaults, the other party may terminate the agreement and exercise their legal remedies. Page 5. Paragraph 14. Attorney's fees. The prevailing party on any legal proceeding may collect reasonable attorney fees and court costs. Paragraph 15. Limitation of liability. The broker is not responsible for any damage to the property or any injuries occurring on the property during the term of the contract unless caused by the broker. The client holds the broker harmless from any of these claims. Paragraph 16. Addenda. The agent will check all of the boxes for the addenda that apply to this contract. The information about brokerage services, IABS, should always be checked. Paragraph 17. Special provisions. Agents should avoid entering any language for which an addenda or other form already exists. Texas Realtors, R, provides many forms to its members so that agents may avoid entering language that may constitute writing legal provisions, which is not allowed. Agents are generally not attorneys and may not write contract provisions or draft legal documents for their clients. They may complete pre-written contract forms by filling in the blanks accordingly. Paragraph 18. Additional notices. All parties to a real estate transaction have a right to be represented in the marketplace. Brokers also have the right to determine what business relationships they choose to enter into, so long as they comply with federal, state, and local fair housing laws. Page 6. Paragraph 18. Additional notices continued. This paragraph fulfills the requirement to advise the client that the client should have an abstract covering the property examined by an attorney of the client's selection, or the client should be furnished with or obtain a title insurance policy. Residential buyer/tenant representation agreement, short form TXR-1507, short form, can be used for purchases and leases. It satisfies the NAR requirement for written agreements when working with buyers. The form offers two options to buyers: full brokerage services and showing services. The showing services option allows the broker to fulfill the requirement for a written representation agreement while allowing the buyer their freedom from signing a long-term agreement. For example, if the buyer just wants the broker to show them one specific property. The agreement must be specific when defining the market area the buyer wants to work in. The market area could be as broad as a county or city, or as narrow as a zip code or subdivision. The agreement could also be for one specifically named property. Under the showing services option, the broker will charge a flat fee. The fee is up to the broker and should be based on an estimate of the agent's time spent in the field with the buyer. If the broker does not want to charge the buyer for showing properties, they can enter $0 into the agreement. There must be a definite amount entered into the agreement. Showing services are limited and do not include all fiduciary duties. If the buyer chooses showing services, the broker cannot submit offers, share their opinion, or provide guidance to the buyer. They can only admit the buyer to a property and provide them with the available information. Suppose a buyer chose the showing services option to view one property. After touring the property, the buyer falls in love with it, asks the agent to submit an offer on the property. In that case, the agent must either amend the agreement to reflect the full services option by using the amendment to buyer/tenant representation agreement, TXR-1505, or the agent could complete the long-form version of the buyer representation agreement, TXR-1501. Having the buyer sign the long form is preferable. The short form also provides an option for full brokerage services. If the client chooses full services, the broker will enter the negotiated amount of compensation the buyer will pay the broker. Under this option, the broker owes the client full fiduciary duties and will offer them full brokerage services, including showings, advice, offer submission, and negotiations. In the majority of cases, it is better to have the buyer sign the long-form version of the buyer representation agreement, which further explains the party's duties and obligations to each other. Example. Buyer Mindy Minderson did not want to sign a long-term buyer representation agreement, but wanted XYZ Realty to allow her access to 742 Evergreen Terrace. She opted for showing services only, for which XYZ charges $0 to show one property. She asks Agent Kyle with XYZ to submit an offer on the property for her. What happens next?